It's 6 p.m. and in a coffee shop in Perth's southern suburb of Cockburn, a small group of people have gathered around a table to enjoy their favourite caffeinated beverage. But they're not here to catch up for a chat, they're here to talk about Islam.
For girls, it's encouraged that they don't start fasting straight after puberty, but wait a year or so.
Just big change.
And another thing is with women, when they're menstruating, they don't fast. When they're pregnant,
so
they don't fast.
Have to make it up?
Yes. Right. So when they're pregnant, they don't fast. When they're breastfeeding, they don't fast.
Imam Kamran Tahir explains his idea.
All over the world, we see that one religion is under constant scrutiny, and that is the religion of Islam. And many of the times we see that the reason for it is a lack of education. Hence the concept of Coffee in Islam came to mind. Why not meet people who have concerns or questions of Islam or about Islam over a cup of coffee and try and answer their questions and try and remove the misconceptions that they may have.
Imam Tahir has been meeting with people to answer their questions about Islam for almost 7 months. It's part of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Association's Coffee and Islam initiative, focusing on eliminating misunderstandings about the religion that have arisen in recent years. Since Imam Tahir began the program, he's met with people from a wide range of backgrounds and religions, all with questions ranging from eating practices to Sharia law. Local resident Gary Allen decided to meet up with the Imam to gain a better understanding of the Muslim community in his suburb.
I think the basic questions are the same for everybody. We all know about Muslims being related to terrorism. Is that true? Does the Quran really talk about infidels? But once you get past all of that hard-end stuff, the real question is, how does being a Muslim affect the day-to-day life of people within our own community? How do they treat women? How do they treat gay and lesbian people? I think there's a lot of misinformation out there that needs clarifying.
Kirsty Brown recently moved to Perth from the eastern states. When she asked her church group about theology meetings over coffee, they put her in touch with Imam Tahir.
I think it actually dispels fears and it breaks down barriers. I think people will actually hear the media and hear all the bad reports about the phobia about Muslims. And I think that they are just normal people like you and I. And I think this is a great way of doing it. People like coffee and it's a really casual idea. And he's a really nice and easy person to talk to.
While the program is one of many around the world, Imam Tahir believes it's a great way to make people feel more comfortable around one another. And with help from the members of his Cockburn Mosque, he has been distributing leaflets for another project, Muslims for Loyalty. It's a simple idea, focusing on an important teaching of Islam, that Muslims should be loyal to the country they live in, whether they like the leadership or not. So far, the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. Rashid Wakas, the state's president of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Association, is confident it will continue.
We had a very good response from the people of the Perth, so they always advise us you should spread this message openly and as far as you can.
Along with the Muslims for Loyalty leaflet is an invitation for coffee with Imam Tahir. So what would his reaction be if an Islamophobic person confronted him while he was handing out these flyers?
I invite them to a cup of coffee. It's as simple as that.